You are Locked On Bears, your daily Chicago Bears podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
If Matt Nagy doesn't hire one of his in-house candidates to replace Chuck Pagano as defensive coordinator, he'll risk losing them to another team. The same way he saw Brandon Staley go to the Denver Broncos, to the Los Angeles Rams, and now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. This is Locked On Bears, and I'm your host, Lauren Cox. I'm an analyst for Pro Football Focus, and I'm here to bring you your daily in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. You can follow me on Twitter at CoxSports1. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Bears. You can like Locked On Bears on Facebook or even join the Locked On Bears Facebook group. On today's show, we're breaking down all of the top candidates for the vacant defensive coordinator position in Chicago. We'll start with a few of the in-house guys, including the ones they can't let out the door, like they did with Brandon Staley, and who I think they should name their next defensive coordinator. We'll also, though, turn our attention to some of the outside candidates, including one that the Bears have already put in an interview request for, a few with some past connections to the team and the coaching staff, as well as some wildcard free agent coaches that might be a nice addition to that defense. If I'm Matt Nagy, my number one candidate to replace Chuck Pagano is already in the building, and I can't afford to let him leave and go somewhere else if he's not named to this defensive coordinator position. If you've been listening to the Locked On Bears podcast this season, you know I may be the number one fan of defensive line coach Jay Rogers, and I promise I don't have any real-life connection to him. I don't have a, you know, he's not a friend of a friend or a family member. There, you know, there's no bias here toward him. I just see a extremely well-coached defensive line for multiple years in Chicago and a strong coaching background that would make him a good defensive coordinator candidate. If you're not familiar with Jay Rogers, he was a holdover from Vic Fangio's staff. He's been the Bears defensive line coach since 2015, and he has coached up a lot of lesser-known players to become high-quality players in Chicago. Guys that didn't do much elsewhere and come to Chicago and play significantly better under Rogers' tutelage. Think early on, guys like Mitch Unrein coming off the street and be a consistent contributor in that defensive line. Roy Robertson-Harris comes in as an undrafted free agent, making a position change to defensive line, needs to be taught, and ultimately steps up as a pretty big-time contributor in that rotation. They bring in Akeem Hicks, who was kind of a cast-off from the Saints and the Patriots, comes to Chicago, works with Jay Rogers, and all of a sudden is the lifeblood of this Bears defense. They draft Bilal Nichols in the fifth round, and he looks like a stud right away as a rookie. You see Nick Williams come in last year off of the street, really hadn't done much in his career, had a great season in Chicago, and got a nice payday with the Detroit Lions last offseason. And then this year, guys like Mario Edwards, Brent Urban, free agents that were pretty well cast off and overlooked, both had really strong seasons, again, in rotational roles in Chicago that are both gearing up to get significant boosts in their salary next year and moving forward. So his track record of success coaching the defensive line is apparent. He's been an NFL position coach for more than a decade now. He's been around the league a little bit. He's seen a lot. He has some experience. But I think what I like most about Rogers as a candidate is he's a former offensive coach. Prior to his NFL coaching career, he coached quarterbacks at Missouri State, Stephen F. Austin. He coached wide receivers at Iowa State. He was a passing game coordinator at some lower levels as well. So he knows both sides of the ball. And I think that's so valuable for a defensive coordinator to know how to coach quarterbacks and wide receivers, because then you know how quarterbacks and wide receivers are going to attack your defense. So I think Rogers has this nice, well-rounded skill set and a nice variety of background to him. And not only would he have some of the Vic Fangio style, he could also carry over some of the Chuck Pagano style. He's been there. He's been there through the ups and the downs with this defense. The guys know him, and he would just be a steady, calming, unifying, consistent voice for that defense. More importantly, it ensures that he stays in your team, in your ecosystem moving forward. Because I could see where, if you're Matt Nagy and you bring in another outside candidate for defensive coordinator and overlook Jay Rodgers again for the position for the second time, eventually it's going to rub him the wrong way. And he may want to see, you know, if his old buddy Brandon Staley needs a new defensive line coach there for him with the Los Angeles Chargers, hasn't named anything specific there, or even a defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers. You know, we'll see if Vic Fangio makes any changes to his Broncos defensive coaching staff, but if there's an opportunity there, maybe Jay Rodgers is tired of getting overlooked in Chicago, could see some of the writing on the wall and say, you know what, I'm going to go re-up with my buddies who are having more success elsewhere, as opposed to staying here as the defensive line coach and having to work for another new boss and kind of work in another new system for a position that he deserves and should get. That's obviously speculative. I don't know Jay Rodgers. I don't know his thought process. Some guys just like to be career position coaches. They like coaching the position and they don't want the responsibilities of defensive coordinator. But if I'm Matt Nagy, Jay Rodgers is the first guy I go to. I interview, I find out what his plan is, and assuming he checks all the boxes, man, that's my defensive coordinator. That's how I keep that continuity defensively. He can work out some of the kinks and some of the mistakes he saw Pagano make these last few years. He saw everything Vic Fangio did well, and even the things Vic Fangio didn't do well. And he can kind of apply his own perspective to the position and help get this Bears defense back to where it needs to go. But he's not the only in-house defensive coordinator candidate with a strong enough and legitimate resume to apply for that position and maybe be worth naming defensive coordinator. We'll go through some of the other top candidates already on the Bears coaching staff next on Locked On Bears. We haven't even had the NFC and AFC championship games yet, but you can already bet on all the different matchups for the Super Bowl at betonline.ag. It really is incredible. They've got already a spread for each of the four potential matchups: Bucks, Bills, Chiefs, Packers, any combination. You've got a point spread and a point total over-under already available for those odds. You can also just bet straight up right now out of the four, who do you think will win Super Bowl 55? What's interesting is they've got the spread right now for a Chiefs-Packers Super Bowl, with the Chiefs favored by 1 point. But you can also look at who is just the odds to win the Super Bowl outright among the four, and the Packers are slightly favored over the Kansas City Chiefs overall among the four teams' odds to win the Super Bowl. So a lot of different ways you can play and maximize your money there by taking advantage of the odds you like best at the number one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account and use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So I think Jay Rodgers should be the defensive coordinator of the Bears in 2021. But you can see why a few of their other assistant coaches already on the coaching staff can make a pretty strong argument for them, especially in the eyes of Matt Nagy. Let's start with the coach Matt Nagy has spent the most time with, Bears inside linebackers coach Mark DeLeon. Not a guy that we hear a lot about in Chicago, but the Bears have had some pretty good inside linebackers over the last few seasons. We saw Nick Kwiatkowski go on and get a nice payday with the Las Vegas Raiders. Roquan Smith, Danny Trevathan playing at a high level. The Bears have just had good inside linebacker depth for quite some time now. And prior to his time with the Chicago Bears, DeLeon coached linebackers with the Kansas City Chiefs. So he and Matt Nagy go back to 2013. They've been parts of the same staff for all but 1 year of a crossover when Nagy was in Chicago and DeLeon hadn't made the jump just yet. But that level of familiarity could be comforting for Nagy if he looks for a defensive coordinator who is going to ride with him in this potential lame duck year. You know, he really coaching for his job at this point, trying to figure out, you know, how much longer and how much job security there is. De Leon could be a familiar voice there for Matt Nagy and someone who's had success coaching linebackers in the NFL. Another potential safe option on the staff, their outside linebackers coach, Ted Monachino. He came over with Chuck Pagano when the Bears made that change at defensive coordinator because he was Chuck Pagano's defensive coordinator for two seasons on the Indianapolis Colts, and they had coached together prior to that on the Baltimore Ravens coaching staff where Monachino was the outside linebackers coach there as well. So if Matt Nagy wants to just keep some continuity with the Pagano system, it wouldn't require any verbiage changing. You know, they wouldn't have to really change all that much. It would just be a different guy leading the group and a different guy, you know, actually calling the defensive plays, but same system, same coach that they're already familiar with. It wouldn't be much of a shakeup on defense if you just roll with Monachino. I mean, he has had defensive coordinating experience. It's not going to be too big for him. He's not going to be surprised about how the job goes or anything like that. Nothing is going to be brand new for him. He's coached outside linebackers. He's coached defensive line. He's gotten a different variety of positions, but clearly it's the front seven where he's been most comfortable in his career. But again, he's been a defensive coordinator. Perhaps not a stellar defensive coordinator, but he wasn't given stellar talent to work with either. And that's not going to be the case in Chicago. It was the same criticism of Chuck Pagano in Indianapolis, that their defenses weren't good enough, but also the general manager, Ryan Grigson, was not giving them a lot to work with either. So there's reason to believe things would be better with him here, just as they generally were with Chuck Pagano over the last two seasons. But maybe the Bears want to mix it up. Maybe they want a little bit more of a fresh voice as opposed to keeping up a lot of the same messaging and philosophy that they've had under Pagano for the last two seasons. And they could find that with their safeties coach, Sean Desai, a name that's been linked as one of the favorites in-house. He and Jay Rogers are kind of the two that we've seen NFL Network and others say are the in-house favorites for the position. But Sean is really the wild card here within the organization because he's the most inexperienced, I guess I should say, the least experienced of the group. He's been the Bears safeties coach for the last two seasons. He's been in the Bears organization since 2013. So that's actually Mark Trestman holdover to John Fox, holdover to Matt Nagy as a quality control assistant for five seasons before officially taking over this safety role in 2019. And as much as you could say, oh man, he worked under Mark Trestman and John Fox, you want to promote that guy to defensive coordinator? It does say something about him as a person and his quality as a coach, specifically a quality control assistant, that he was viewed highly enough by three separate coaching staffs to keep him around, and now to consider him a potential favorite for this position. Really an interesting resume here. I mean, the guy's only 37. He's not that much older than the players he's actually coaching. But he has a PhD in educational administration from Temple, master's degree. He's been a college professor before. He's coached defense and special teams at the college level. Also coached running backs for a year at Boston College. So you get a little bit of that offensive and defensive crossover. I imagine as a quality control assistant in Chicago, he was kind of working a little bit all over the roster. So he's got a pretty good variety of perspective there, albeit over a limited time span. And he got a really strong endorsement on Twitter from the former Bears outside linebacker, Sam Acho. He tweeted this week that Sean Desai has been ready for the role for years. He called him Vic Fangio's right-hand man for 4 years and helped craft that defense to greatness. Smart, talented, knows ball, and has all the credentials. All he needs is an opportunity. Acho went on to say that Desai is a spitting image of Brandon Staley, brilliant defensive mind, scheme is out of this world, and that if they want to go back to where they were in 2018, Acho thinks Sean Desai would be the best option, hands down. It's a strong endorsement from a player who actually played with Sean Desai as his coach in Chicago. He has that firsthand experience and knowledge to be able to make such an endorsement. But I am a little bit curious about just how experienced Desai is and if he's ready for that full defensive coordinator role. I mean, I don't know a lot about Desai. He's not a guy that we've had a lot of interaction with on the outside. I do recall the Bears blocked him from being interviewed to join Vic Fangio with the Denver Broncos. But I do question a little bit this idea of the right-hand man, because Fangio went and made Ed Donatell his defensive coordinator kind of as expected, because Donatell was viewed as his right-hand man in Chicago. He was a great defensive backs coach, a coach he had worked with in the past in San Francisco. They'd been kind of tied together, and we all kind of figured Donatell would follow him to that role in Denver. So surprised to see Acho refer to Desai in that way. And he's another one of these coaches like Jay Rogers that feels like if he is so well-regarded by Fangio and likely by Brandon Staley, you have to wonder if Desai might leave if given the opportunity to go elsewhere and not promoted to Bears defensive coordinator. Similar dynamic to Jay Rogers, where it's like, you know, they've been in this organization a little while and are really well-liked and good at their jobs, and how long are they going to stay here as everything else continues to change around them. The big difference is Desai has only been an NFL position coach for 2 seasons. It feels like a quick jump to the defensive coordinator spot. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be capable of doing it or couldn't do a great job at it. He may very well be a highly qualified candidate there, but clearly in the direct positional coaching experience department, he is going to be on the lower end, if not the lowest end of that spectrum compared to other potential defensive coordinator candidates. But that doesn't mean he can't do it. It doesn't mean that maybe he wouldn't have fresh perspectives on that position, having seen now a number of defensive coordinators come through Chicago, having his background in education and coaching in college and some other things. It would be an interesting kind of wunderkind type promotion that maybe could follow in the footsteps of Brandon Staley, who made a similarly quick progression from position coach to defensive coordinator and now head coach. You'd hate to see that happen again with Jay Rogers, and you'd hate to see Sean Desai do the same thing and go out the building either. So you can see where it's not an easy decision by any means for Matt Nagy to try and figure out who's going to coach his defense, especially with a pretty nice list of quality outside candidates available for the job that would add an even more fresh perspective and a new set of eyes and everything that haven't been in the building for the last few years, potentially getting caught in the groupthink and not being able to see it from such a different point of view. We'll go through some of the top candidates, including one that the Bears have already reportedly put in an interview request for, next on Locked On Bears. If you're still buying your auto parts at the big chain stores, you're paying too much. RockAuto.com has all the parts you could possibly imagine for any vehicle, and you can sort them by brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Because the big stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers. But RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, so don't spend up to twice as much for the same parts. They don't change prices based on what the market will bear like the airlines. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and there's no membership or account login required. Their catalog is super deep, but more importantly, it's really easy to navigate. You just enter in your car's make and model, and boom, it's all right there. Head on over to rockauto.com and see everything they have available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. We know Matt Nagy is already looking at least one outside candidate, and likely more that we just haven't heard about for sure just yet. The Athletic reported that the Bears put in an interview request for the Indianapolis Colts cornerbacks coach, Jonathan Gannon. He's technically listed as defensive backs slash cornerbacks, but they have a second coach who does defensive backs slash safeties, so Gannon a little bit more specifically in charge of the cornerbacks. He doesn't have any direct connection to this Bears coaching staff that I can find. It would be another Indianapolis Colts defensive coach to replace the outgoing former Indianapolis Colts defensive coach, Chuck Pagano, but they never crossed paths at that time over in Indianapolis. He's done a good job helping get that Colts defense up to one of the more formidable units in the league this season, helped rejuvenate Xavier Rhodes a little bit after he left Minnesota. A young cornerback like Rock Ya-Sin coming out of the draft as a second-round pick really emerged as a quality starter there. They've had some good safety play as well, although I don't know how much credit you want to give Gannon for that, given that he's more so associated with the cornerbacks. But even before working with the Colts, he worked with Xavier Rhodes on the Minnesota Vikings as an assistant defensive backs coach and some quality control work then, coaching a really strong Vikings defense. I mean, that was more so the height of what Mike Zimmer was doing there when Xavier Rhodes was Rhodes closed, and they had, you know, Harrison Smith still is playing at a really high level, but it was a quality secondary for a long time there in Minnesota, and it was Jonathan Gannon directly working with a lot of that. Before that, he had coached a little bit with the Titans and the Falcons, still a little bit more of an inexperienced position coach, kind of like Sean Desai, but clearly known as one of these fast-rising assistants, kind of like a Brandon Staley, and again, a potential outside perspective here might be a nice refreshment to get this Bears defense a little bit out of this rut that they seem to have been stuck in over the last couple of seasons. Gannon might be the, like, least well-known candidate. That doesn't mean he's necessarily a bad candidate, but there are some more, I guess, sexy names for defensive coordinator, if you can describe defensive coordinator candidates as sexy, but just more experienced, better-known guys throughout the league. How about the former Vikings defensive coordinator, who would have been the defensive coordinator above Gannon in Minnesota, George Edwards? He was a man the Bears interviewed for their vacant head coaching position in 2018. So they got to know him and his philosophy quite a bit back then. He was not retained as the Vikings defensive coordinator after the 2019 season. He spent last season as a senior defensive assistant with the Dallas Cowboys. So he's available to make the jump over back to a defensive coordinator role. He'd also previously been a defensive coordinator with the Buffalo Bills in 2010 and 2011, as well as with the Washington football team back in the early 2000s as well. So a lot of experience, clearly some interest from the front office in Chicago, but not quite any direct connection to this current Bears coaching staff, but successful certainly with Mike Zimmer in Minnesota. Or how about another recent defensive coordinator no longer in that position, James Betcher? He was last the Giants defensive coordinator in 2018 and 19. Before that, he was a well-regarded D coordinator for the Arizona Cardinals, having some success in that defense for a few seasons. And I believe it was Brad Biggs of the Chicago Tribune who reported that James Betcher may have done some consulting for the Bears defense and for the coaching staff this season. He was out of the NFL after the Giants made their change from Pat Shurmur and was no longer employed there. So he may already have some connections to this Bears coaching staff and could make him a potential favorite among the outside candidates here. Again, another experienced coach, someone from outside of the organization, but could be a plug-and-play defensive coordinator with very few worries about whether or not he's ready for the role. Or how about another former Bears assistant who left for greener pastures but still could come back as a potential defensive coordinator? Clint Hurt was the Bears defensive line coach, then became the outside linebackers coach in 2015 and 16. Really well regarded in that role. I mean, he was coaching Pernell McPhee and Willie Young at that time when they were playing still at a very high level early in Chicago. He left in 2017. Kind of seemed like he didn't want to be in Chicago anymore because he went to the Seahawks to be their defensive line coach slash assistant head coach. So a slight promotion there, but defensive coordinator would be another step up for Clint Hurt, who's done a really good job coaching defensive line and pass rushers and outside linebackers throughout his career. A guy from that Vic Fangio tree, he's had some experience in multiple different schemes, so he could come back to Chicago, be a little bit multiple, have some variety, have some familiarity with what the Bears want to do, but not so much familiarity with these players specifically, so it would still be a little bit of a fresh perspective from that regard. And one other name I want to include just as a loose connection, we mentioned him briefly on yesterday's podcast, Chuck Pagano's brother, John Pagano, is the Denver Broncos outside linebackers coach under Vic Fangio. So defensive coordinator would be a promotion for him. He has been a defensive coordinator before for one season with the Oakland Raiders and I believe 4 or 5 seasons with the then San Diego Chargers. So he has defensive coordinating experience. Of course, he's literally Chuck Pagano's younger brother. So the transition there would be pretty easy in terms of, you know, the face and the family and the Bears having a pretty good idea of what type of coach they would be getting there, although he hasn't explicitly coached with this Bears defensive coaching staff before. There's not a direct connection in that way, but it doesn't get more direct of a connection than the family of the defensive coordinator who just retired. Then there's a few other names that are available that, again, no real connections, but a lot of experience and a bigger name coordinator candidates that you always got to keep on the radar as possibilities. How about the former Texans defensive coordinator who was their interim head coach, Romeo Crennel? Obviously, things went real south in Houston, and I don't know how much of that blame you can put on Romeo Crennel, given how much of a dumpster fire that organization has been. A long-time defensive coach. We've seen him be an interim head coach and actually a permanent head coach for 1 year with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been with Houston since 2014 and was the Chiefs defensive coordinator before that, was the Browns head coach before that, was a Patriots defensive coordinator. I mean, he has been in the NFL for a long time and maybe a nice sort of stabilizing force to come to Chicago with some, perhaps the most experience of any candidate still out there. Maybe Wade Phillips would be pushing him as far as experience for the role. He was the Rams defensive coordinator for a few seasons before Brandon Staley replaced him there. Of course, he was the Cowboys head coach. He was the Broncos defensive coordinator. He was the Bills head coach, Falcons defensive coordinator, Chargers defensive coordinator, Bills defensive. I mean, he has been all around the NFL for like 40 plus years. I mean, you see Wade Phillips on Twitter is a great follow. He's a smart defensive mind, maybe not a good head coach, but he has been a successful defensive coordinator at like literally four or five different teams. So no reason to think he couldn't do some of that in Chicago with a lot of the talent they already have around him here. Another former head coach, Matt Patricia, Detroit Lions. I know maybe you throw up in your mouth a little bit when you hear that one, but he was a successful defensive coordinator with the Patriots. Obviously, Bill Belichick at the top kind of makes everything better there. I don't know that I would be advocating for Matt Patricia, but experience and could kind of pop over and have some familiarity there is just a name, I guess, worth keeping an eye on. As well as Raheem Morris from the Atlanta Falcons was their interim head coach, their defensive coordinator, and coached DBs and wide receivers before, and was, of course, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers once before. So a lot of experience under his belt, just a quality name with some consistency that's available, much like a lot of these other guys that I've already mentioned. So it really seems like a nice pool of defensive coordinator candidates that a lot of opportunities where it feels like it's got to be hard for the Bears to go wrong here. There's a lot of guys with a lot to like for that position, and it's going to be a tough choice for Matt Nagy, but the longer you wait, the more candidates are going to get sucked up to other potential openings elsewhere in the NFL. So the Bears got to keep moving on this quickly, make sure they don't let any of their assistants get away prematurely if they like them as the potential defensive coordinator candidates. Again, fully conducting the Jay Rogers train here on Locked On Bears. But Sean Desai, for me, seems like, given the endorsements we keep hearing and everything I've heard about him, seems like he is a quality second choice if the Bears aren't going to go with Jay Rogers as far as the in-house guys go. Whatever Matt Nagy decides, you can be sure we'll break it all down for you right here on the Locked On Bears podcast. So make sure that you subscribe to keep up with all of our daily, in-depth Chicago Bears news and analysis. I really appreciate all the positive feedback I've been getting from you guys on Twitter. A lot of different people have tweeted us in the last couple of weeks just saying how much they enjoy the podcast. I really enjoy doing the podcast for you. I hope you can feel when I'm having fun with it, when I get a little passionate about it, when I get into it a little bit more too. It's just, I think, an all-around fun experience for everyone, and hope you'll stick with us through the offseason. I realize it was a tough season to stick through it with, you know, that six-game losing streak and disappointing end of the playoffs, but the offseason is a time for change, for positivity, for hope, for optimism, for reasons to believe in this team in 2021. You can be sure we'll find them. We'll keep it real. We will stay objective. We'll make sure that we're covering this team fairly, but the offseason is a winning time for everybody. Everybody thinks they're going to be in the next Super Bowl after all the additions and changes they make each year, and we'll be on top of every single one. So thank you for listening. Thank you for following along. Thanks for sticking with us through the season and into the offseason. And thank you for joining me to Bear Down.